Ozzy.
Oh, hey, Mike.
You look tired.
Angels don't get tired.
Watching the human?
Yep.
Again?
Still. I've been watching them since the big redesign. You know, when they lost the tail, got the opposable thumb, stood upright, got in line with his image.
Ozzy, you shouldn't spend so much time at this. It's not good for you. I mean, it's not good for the team.
Mike, the point is not that I spend so much time watching them. It's that he doesn't spend any time watching them.
He's busy. You know that.
He doesn't know what's going on there.
Oh, he knows. He knows.
He's losing them, Mike. He's losing them. They're slipping away.
Oh, now it's not that bad, Ozzy.
Mike, you haven't been watching them like I have. I'm telling you, it's bad.
Ozzy, I love you with the love that passeth understanding. You know that, buddy. But I gotta say, you are starting to obsess. And remember what happened to the last angel who started obsessing.
I'm doing this for him. I mean, the humans talk the talk. God this, God that. But most of them are so wrong. The things they come up with in his name, it's unbelievable. And if it isn't bad enough, some of them don't believe in him at all.
There's nothing new in that. We've factored that in.
No, but there was a time when those were the ones tortured and killed. It's wrong, yes. Extreme, yes. But it kept the whole business going. Now, however, it's okay not to believe.
Hey, free will.
Yeah, not one of his better ideas, if you ask me.
Shh, Ozzy, come on. He'll hear you.
Let me show you what I mean. I've been watching this one human.
Out of 6,043,595,563, you have way too much free time.
Will you listen? Now, there, that part there, you see? That human there?
The homeless guy?
No, not that one there. On the bench, next to the girl. His name is George Spellman.
And?
I've been watching him for a while, and it's an eye-opener. Let me show you. This is from the archives, about 6 human years ago. Same part, same girl.
Same homeless guy?
Will you cut that out? Now, watch.
There, a perfect rose for a perfect girl.
Oh, George, I'm not perfect.
Well, neither am I, Evelyn, but I am lucky, I'll say that.
Lucky, George? How?
George Spellman, postal clerk, sitting here in this park with the most beautiful girl in the history of the world, watching the most beautiful sunset in the history of the world. Well, if that isn't luck, I'm an angel.
You're my angel.
Oh, no, Evelyn, no wings.
Who cares?
Luck. More than luck. But I don't just have luck. I have dreams.
What do you dream, George?
I'm a postal clerk now. But that won't always be true. I'll become postal manager. And then postal supervisor. And then postal director. And then maybe postmaster general. And then, who knows? Maybe chairman of the Federal Reserve.
Chairman of the Fed? Isn't that aiming a little high?
Well, why not? Miracles happen. Besides, Benjamin Franklin was Postmaster General, and he aimed high with a kite and discovered cable television.
George, you're so...
I'm so what?
I don't know. That's why I'm here.
Look, Evelyn. Look at the sun come up.
Yes. Oh, yes, George.
That was George and Evelyn 6 years ago.
Okay, and now?
And now, get a load of this.
I've said it before, Evelyn, and I'll say it again. There are certain laws of nature that govern all existence. These laws are eternal and dependable. Gravity, thermodynamics, entropy, and one of these eternal, dependable, immutable laws is that I, George Spellman, will never get anywhere in this life.
What happened to him? It's really depressing. Kind of reminds me of you, Ozzy.
Shh! Listen! I'll never get anywhere. I'm a postal clerk. I was a postal clerk 6 years ago when you met me, and I'll always be a postal clerk.
George, I don't care if you're a postal clerk, or a trash collector, or a radio talk show host.
Oh, that's love.
Will you listen?
Look, Evelyn, don't kid me. All women love successful men, and they hate failures. I don't blame you. It's a law of nature. Eternal, dependable, immutable.
Immutable, I know.
I'm just sorry I can't give you everything you deserve.
You know what women hate, George? They hate men who give up. They hate men who won't dream. You used to dream, George. What happened? What happened to your dreams? What happened to Benjamin Franklin?
Benjamin Franklin?
You remember, George? He flew a kite and discovered cable television?
Ben Franklin was a genius. Everything he did was a success. Everything I do is a failure. What's the use, Evelyn?
Women also hate men who won't fight.
How can you fight against this eternal, dependable, immutable...
Here it comes, Mike.
Oh, so God has singled you out to fail.
God? What does this have to do with God? First of all, there is no God. And second of all, even if there were, he created the laws that govern, you know. They're his laws. He can't ignore them, even if he created them. He destroyed the universe and everything in it if he changed a single one.
George, you're scaring the homeless guy.
Ossie, you've got to admit, he's right about one thing. You can't change the rules.
Mike, I don't know all the rules. If they knew...
Listen.
The breaking of a natural law is a miracle. And there are no such things as miracles.
No such things as miracles? George, remember the night we fell in love? When you gave me a perfect rose for a perfect girl? Isn't a perfect rose a miracle?
Photosynthesis.
We stayed up all night talking and kissing. And we sat here at dawn in this very park on this very bench and watched the sunrise. Wasn't that a miracle? Wasn't that sunrise a miracle?
First of all, the sun doesn't rise. It's the revolution of the earth that gives the illusion of its...
That's it! That's it! Goodbye, George!
What? What are you saying, Evelyn?
I'm saying goodbye! Because, George, you know, you said goodbye to me in your heart a long time ago.
Evelyn... Don't go. I love you. I don't want to lose you. You're the only thing that makes my life worthwhile.
The only thing? Then why don't you kill yourself? I don't want to be the only thing you're living for. I want to see you live for you.
Evelyn? Evelyn! What can I do to keep you? There must be something.
It would take a miracle.
You see, Mike, that's what we're fighting.
I don't see that we have to fight anything. That's one human.
It's not one human. He's a case study. I know.
Ossie, I have to ask. Why do you bother?
Why do I bother what?
Why all this interest in the humans? They're silly.
Mike, they're his special creations. And if he's not going to take care of them, someone has to.
Why? If he won't interfere...
He interfered 2,000 years ago.
And if he's satisfied with that...
He's satisfied because he hasn't looked down in 2,000 years. And that's the problem. How can anybody know him if he won't interfere?
So, what are you saying?
You heard George.
George? You're on a first-name basis with a human?
He thinks there are no miracles. Life has robbed George Spellman of all hope. And because God has not shown himself directly on Earth for 2,000 years, George Spellman is lost.
What about faith, Ozzie?
Ranks right up there with free will.
Ozzie, you are not a team player.
Mike, we can save this situation.
How?
Let's make some miracles.
Ozzie, you know we can't do that. We can't interfere. You read the briefing book.
I'm not talking about parting the Hudson River. I mean a little moment of grace. I mean a sprinkling of serendipity. I mean, let's shake up this particular bastard's world.
No. The rules?
No, let's break the rules.
No.
Bend the rules?
What do you have in mind?
Well, wait. Look. There he is.
He's in a bar. He's drunk.
Well, wouldn't you be?
Well, maybe.
As I keep saying, Pete, there are certain laws of nature that govern all existence. These laws are eternal and dependent.
It's almost closing, George. One last drink?
Sure. Now, these laws, they don't work some days and not on others. Oh, you can bet on them. They are sure things. Gravity, thermodynamics, entropy, scotch. That's a good one, Pete. Oh, and one of these eternal, dependable, immutable laws is that I, George Spellman, will never get anywhere in this life.
There you go, George.
You know what I'm saying?
Sure. There are certain eternal, dependable, immutable laws of nature that govern...
You watch?
There you go, George. Drink number... Thanks. I don't have that many fingers.
Cheers!
Pete! Wait, Pete, I'm shocked.
What is it?
Watering your drinks, and me your best customer.
Watering? I'm insulted. I never watered a drink in my life, and I've been a bartender since the age of 6.
But this scotch is water.
I've taken the bartender's oath.
All I know is 15 seconds ago I was pleasantly soused, and now I'm as sober as a judge.
Ah, second wind. Happens all the time.
Second wind?
Yeah, like with a runner.
You sure?
As you said, George, there are rules.
Well, then, that's it. I won't wait around for a third wind. Good night, Pete.
Yeah, I'll just put these on your tab.
Well, hey, I paid in advance.
You remembered that, huh? Hey, maybe I am watering my drinks. Good night, George.
Goodbye, Pete.
Well, that did a lot of good, Ozzy. So he can't get drunk. Big deal.
It's a start. Okay, here's my idea, Mike. We break some of the rules. George there will start thinking, maybe there is something. A higher power. Maybe God.
I don't know, Ozzy.
Sure, he can be the seed for a whole God revival. Like 2,000 years ago.
Well, your seed is about to get pawed by that taxi when he crosses the street.
What? No!
You idiot! Why don't you watch where you're going? I could have killed you!
Yeah, well, you didn't, so take a pill!
Yeah, well, my brakes didn't jam. You'd be cool, ta-ta.
Well, fine! Run me down! Do me a favor!
You know I should, you jerk! You idiot! Moron!
Did you hear... What's his name? George?
George, yeah.
Yeah. He almost gets run down by a car, and he says, run me down, do me a favor. Doesn't he appreciate the gift of life?
Do you blame him? He never read the briefing book. Considering the numbing disappointment and hopelessness he has to live with every day, it's no wonder he wants to die. If I were a human, and I were George, I'd want to... Oh, no. Where is he? He got away from me. Mike, we gotta find him.
Ozzy!
Look for him, look for him!
Ozzy! There! There on that roof!
Good! We're in time!
Evelyn is right. Why not kill myself? Nothing changes. And now that she's gone, why not take the only positive action left?
You were right, Ozzy. It's good we found him.
Good. Good.
Jump! Jump!
Ozzy, you are one sick angel.
He won't be able to write this off.
It's a long way down. I don't know if...
Do it! Do it!
If I close my eyes... My eyes are closed. No. It's easy.
Here you go.
Goodbye, Evelyn. Good.
Bye!
I'm dead. I'm dead. I'm dead. Not any different than being alive. I am alive. I'm alive. I jumped off a 6-story building, and I'm still alive. I'm still alive, and I don't hurt. I jumped off a 6-story building, I'm still alive, and I don't hurt. This is impossible. This is impossible. Unless it makes no sense, but there's only one way.
There. I told you.
When you're right, you're right, Ozzy.
Air currents.
Huh?
And when you're wrong...
The most incredible example of the power of air currents I have ever heard of. Must have swept through the streets, caught me as I jumped, and laid me on the sidewalk.
He's a tough customer.
That's it. I'm going down there.
Ozzy, you can't. Ozzy, that's the ultimate breaking of the rules.
It's for a good cause, Mike. It's for him. I'm going down there.
Ozzy, you can't. You can't. Ozzy!
Well, scientifically, it is possible. A strong wind in my jacket pockets, and if my fly was open...
I saw that, young fella. It was a miracle.
You what?
I saw it. You floated down to the ground. A miracle.
Oh, it wasn't a miracle. It was a simple principle of physics. I have big pockets and...
Stop bragging. I ain't your girlfriend.
No.
It was a miracle.
Oh, there are no such things as... You seen miracles?
Yes, I've seen miracles. Gol darn dagnabbit.
When?
Well, I know miracles when I see them.
And how do you know this was a miracle?
Because I saw a blue, shining bubble of light, like a glowing pillow from heaven, carrying you as you floated down and landed. Light as a feather. You got a problem with that?
Oh, no. Did you really see that?
Come on, Sonny, put him up. I'll kick you.
No, man. Look, I believe
you. Oh, but you don't believe in miracles.
I believe in the laws of nature. There are rules. You can't negate gravity. You can't turn back time. You can't order it to rain. You can't...
Ever tried?
Ever tried what?
Ever tried to make it rain?
No.
Then how do you know you can't?
Because there are rules.
Try.
What?
Try to make it rain.
Oh.
Try.
Really?
Try.
How?
Want it.
Want it?
Want it?
What? Just say, rain?
Okay.
Fine. Rain! You see? Oh, Christ damn. Come on.
See?
What? No. A coincidence. Just a coincidence. Pure coincidence.
Really?
Yeah, really. I mean, I said rain, and it rained. Now, suppose I said tornado.
Yes!
Oh, no, nonsense. It's a high-pressure wind system caused by the release of atmospheric pressures by the sudden summer storm. A coincidence!
Oh!
Suppose I said earthquake.
And?
Oh, my. It's just weaknesses in the city infrastructure exacerbated by the extreme weather conditions. Suppose I said luau.
Yes? I suppose the tornado kicked off an earthquake, which caused a continental shift, and we ended up in Hawaii.
It's true. It's true.
I told you, Sonny.
There are miracles. I can work miracles.
You okay, Sonny?
Yes. No. Everything's changed. I see things. I see things. Everything is different now.
He shoots. He scores.
You're an angel, Ozzy.
Maybe the rules can be broken. Maybe the rules don't...
Don't rule?
Maybe... Oh.
Oh, kind of changes your whole view of things, huh?
Yes. Yes, it does. Old man, I cannot thank you enough. I have to go. But let me do something for you. There.
Shoes? A new pair of shoes?
Yeah, enjoy them! Thank you!
I never doubted you, Ozzy.
I know that, Mike.
Just remember, buddy, I was there for you.
Oh, I won't forget you. Now let's watch the successful launch of the new Back to God campaign.
I have to see you.
Do you know what time it is?
What time it is? Who cares? It's 4 in the morning. Thank you. It's 4 in the morning.
going, Evelyn!
Go away, George!
Evelyn, I have to see you! Let me come up!
No!
Evelyn, let me come up, or I'll sing opera under your window! La 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 la!
Hello, Evelyn.
Ah, George! How did you...
Evelyn, you were right. I was wrong. Miracles do exist.
But how... down there, up here...
Evelyn, listen. Miracles do exist, and I can perform them.
How? You're up here.
I wanted to be up here, and I am.
How?
I don't know how, but I can. I can do anything now. I can give you anything you want. Do you want money? All the money you could possibly want. Do you want to live in the Taj Mahal? You can live in the Taj Mahal.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
No, it was me.
What did it say? Ozzy? What did he say?
No. It's okay.
You want a mink, Evelyn? Here's a mink. I meant mink coat. I'm sorry, Evelyn. I'm sure he's housebroken.
George, what is this? What's going on? I don't understand.
I don't understand either. But it seems that I can work miracles. I don't know how. I don't know why. But I can. All I have to do is think something. And it happens. And it's all for you. All for you. What do you want? Anything. Anything you want, everything you want, just say it. It's yours. I'll give it to you. Anything.
Anything?
Anything.
Then go. Go away.
What?
Go away. Leave.
But Evelyn, don't you see? I can perform miracles.
Ozzy, this isn't going the way you said it would.
It's too early to panic.
George... answer me something. If you could perform any miracle for yourself, not for me, what would it be?
To have you back.
And if you had me back, what would you do for yourself?
Oh, if I had you back, I wouldn't need...
What would you do for yourself?
Well, I...
You don't know. George, I fell in love with a man who had dreams. I didn't care whether he could make them come true or not. Now you can make dreams come true. You just don't have any. Go away, George. And take your Taj Mahal with you.
Evelyn.
Go, George. Go. What do you want, George?
I want to give you this. One last gift.
Oh, George.
Perfect rose for a perfect girl. Goodbye, Evelyn.
George!
Yes?
You remembered, George. You're back. Oh, where have you been, George?
I don't know, Evelyn. Maybe I lost myself deep inside. But once it hit me that... you didn't want me anymore.
Oh, George, that's all I ever wanted. Not the moon or the stars or the Taj Mahal. Just you.
Not the moon or the stars or... Evelyn, would you like to watch the sunrise together?
Oh, yes, George.
Take my hand. As it was in the beginning.
What's going on here, Ozzy?
I'm not sure. It may be all right.
It's beautiful, George. In this light, you're beautiful.
In any light, you're beautiful.
George.
Evelyn.
I wish that...
Yeah?
I wish the sunrise would last forever.
You do? Forever?
No, no, not really forever.
Oh.
But maybe just a few minutes more.
Just a few minutes more. For you.
For us.
Oh, Ozzy, he's going to... If he stops the planet from spinning, everything will slide off!
I know! Whoosh!
Ozzy, take it back! Take back the power! No!
I can't!
Just a few minutes more. For us. For us.
Ozzy!
Oops.
Stop, sir.
You did it before, sir.
It's a matter of record, sir.
It is, sir.
You know, this could be a good thing, sir.
It could be.
You know, the point could be made, sir, that George was right.
In a way?
George said there were rules of nature.
That's right.
He said that the rules of nature can't be broken.
That's right.
And since the rules of nature can't be broken, and only God could break the rules of nature...
That's right.
Then, QED, there is no God.
That's... What?
And because you didn't manifest yourself...
Ozzy, what are you saying?
Mike and I had to step in and act for you.
Ozzy, ixnay!
So it could be said that it was your fault.
Ozzy!
Sir... Well, yes, we were the ones who broke the rules of nature, but...
What do you mean, we?
Oh! Well, yes, you could say that we were to blame, but...
Sir, I want to say it wasn't my idea.
Oh, thanks, Mike. What a pal.
You know it, Ozzy.
What a stand-up guy you are.
Ask him, sir. You'll see it wasn't.
Where are you going, sir?
Ozzy, I don't think he's going anywhere.
What do you mean?
Don't you have that sinking feeling?
What?